Record. Okay. Don't say anything that gets you kicked off of Amazon Web Services. You have to watch what we say now.
Danny.
Yeah.
Don't start up.
I have to watch what I say. That was my conclusion from what happened.
All right.
We are now officially allowing censorship. I am very unhappy. Very unhappy. My politics is freedom of speech.
Not mine.
I know.
Not mine, even not such extreme stuff that we're witnessing now, even beyond violence. I like people to say what I agree with. Otherwise, no freedom.
Well, that works if you, in fact, are in charge. But given that you are not going to be in charge, it becomes a very dangerous thing.
Well, I'm not a believer in the slippery slope either.
So. That's my argument. It's not a slippery slope. It's already flat.
Good.
Good. Okay, back to Tana.
We could spend the whole time talking about this topic.
What?
We could spend the whole hour talking about that topic.
But then people be mad at me, and I don't like that.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, it's, you know,
yes,
not irrelevant to what we're living through.
I agree. I'm still going to go back to Shmuel Bet and the rebellion of Avshalom. And Avshalom is dead. And his body is under a big pile of rocks in Yar Ephraim. If he is hiding in Machanayim, a walled city, he's safe. The middle of nowhere, somewhere in what's now northern Jordan.
Who's that, David?
David, right. And he doesn't know what's going on. So Achimatz, who's a tzaddok to Kohen Gadol, besides, he's going to bring in the news. It's at the beginning, the middle of Perek Yudchet. Achimatz ben Tzedok Amar, Arutza Na. Achimatz ben Tzedok says, let me go run. And I will give the news to the king. Yishavto Hashem Yarevav. God has judged him from the hands of his enemies. After all that, he has won. And it's Achimatz, we remember who Achimatz was, the son of Tzedok, the Kohen Gadol. So we're going to go back through, remember where Achimatz came from.
Does Matz mean something, Danny?
Middle, I don't know.
Inside?
I'm not sure what Achimatz would come from.
Okay.
My brother from the tree, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
I just treat it as a name. People name their kids strange things. So this is going back to the beginning of Avshalom's rebellion. Avshalom has taken over Yerushalayim. David is in hiding in Machanayim, in Bachurim, in Binyamin. Hushai, Ha'arki, is the Rea David, the friend of David, who is a double agent in Avshalom's court. When Hushai finds out what Avshalom is planning, he goes and tells the Kohanim, who are still loyal to David, Vayomer Hushai el Tzadok v'Aviatar Kohanim, Tzadok and Aviatar, the Kohen Gadol, the two Kohen Gadolim in Yerushalayim, they say, Kazot v'kazot yad Achitofel et Avshalom v'Tiknei Yisrael. This is what Achitofel told Avshalom and the elders of Israel, Kazot, Kazot, Yatzata Ani, Yatzati Ani, and this is what I told him, this is my advice. I'm not sure which way it's going to go. Are they going to attack David now? Are they going to wait? We don't know which way it's going to be. So I'm telling you, Vata, Shilchu Mehera, you need to send messages quickly. Vigidu David Lemoir, and you need to tell David. Now, Al Talin Halayla Ba'arvot HaMidbar, do not wait tonight in the wilderness by the fords of the Yarden. You're still in Binyamin. That's still too dangerous. You need to cross the Jordan now and get out of the country. Lest the king be swallowed up, he and all of the nation with him. Again, this is the last parak. This is the beginning of the Avshalom's rebellion. Yonatan of Achimatz omdim be'en regel. And Yonatan, who's the son of Eviatar, and Achimatz is the son of Tzadok, are waiting in En Regel, which is a city outside Yerushalayim. And a maidservant went. So the Kohanim send this Shivcha, Vigido Lahem, and told them, Behem Yilchu Vigido Lamelech David, and they were going to go and tell David. So they have a whole series of cutouts, so nobody gets caught, nobody notices what's going on. They can secretly tell David. Kilo Yehuda.
Danny, was Abiatar the only Cohen that survived? No.
Abiatar was the one who survived Nov.
Yes, we're wondering about that.
Okay. Tzedek was not. Tzedek was unrelated to them.
Yeah.
We've talked about the Tzedek. Abiatar was a descendant of Eleazar. Tzedek was a descendant of Pinchas, and how the the Kohen Gadol changed with time. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're looking at their children, who are Yonatan and Achimatz, mm-hmm. are the ones who are going to get David know what's going on. Right, because they couldn't let themselves be seen as they went into the city. They got to keep the secret. But didn't work, and someone actually saw them as they're running away. And Avshalom now knows that these two sons of the Kohanim are running off into Binyamin. Something suspicious is happening. So the two of them ran by Avoa al Beit Ish Babachurim, and they come to Bachurim. They knew that David's hiding there. Below Be'er Bachas Seiro, Be'er Dusham, and they jumped into his well. Kachaisha, and the woman in the house went, Vatipros et hamasach al pi Be'er, and she spreads a curtain, a cover over the well, Vateshtach alav harafot, and she scatters coarsely ground grain over the top of it. Nobody knew anything, so now they don't know. They don't even see that there's a well there. They're now in hiding. So Avshalom's people come to the woman, chasing after these two, Natan and Achimatz, Habayit, to her house. Where are these two guys? The woman says, they already crossed over the water, the pool of water. They're already on the other side of the Jordan. You better chase after them. So they looked and they couldn't find them. So now Achimatz and Yonatan have been saved. They tell David what's happening. David runs away, and that's how David ends up in Machanayim.
So this is like a Rahab story.
Yes. And we talked about in great detail the parallels and the contrast between Rahab.
Does something good happen to this woman?
Remember we talked about that? No.
I remember.
Nothing explicit in the text. The Midrash points out, says that that she was the ancestor of Mordechai and Esther.
Oh, nice.
We did talk about that in context when we talked about Perek Yud Zayin.
It's a good reminder because Purim's not that far away.
There you go. So, hide the good guys. So now Achimatz is saying, okay, Achimatz was the original messenger that saved David. So as sort of the closure here, I will let David know the good news that he's been saved, right? Kishavto Hashem Yad Avav. This is wonderful news. Kishavto Hashem. Asam Mishpato. Hashem has judged him favorably. Nimkonik Matom Yad Avav. God is taking David's vengeance on David's enemies. David now has been saved. And this is the Kliya Karanda. The Aniyat died to Nira, in my humble opinion, seems. It takes Svara Achimatz to explain why Achimatz Hafzad Rato, but Achimatz specifically was so eager. Asher Herbe lived here, he kept pushing that he wanted to go bring the news to David. The Chashav, he said, Tehi Besura, this is good news. But we know that David really doesn't want Avshalom dead. Like this is, David is not going to take this well when he finds out that Avshalom is killed. But Achimatz thinks this is going to be good news. B'chinat Hashem Yitbarach, Yatzav Nilcham Yisrael, that we have proof that God himself fought on behalf of, or fought Israel, fought on behalf of David. Yireh HaYar, because the forest itself, they all raised their hands and clapped in the terms of Tehillim, Laharob Yisrael. And we saw that the army didn't kill them, they were killed in by the Yar. And we talked about whether that was these animals, and that all there, but that clearly that this was the Yad Hashem. We saw that sign of Yad Hashem there. V'halah, and the oak itself that grabbed hold of Avshalom by his head. Hayodol Levli, Nakim Avshalom, took the revenge on Avshalom. Umi Yomar Lo Hashem Yitbarach Ma'itaseh, and no one can tell Hashem what to do. And clearly this was God's will that all this happened, because we had all these miracles. They're not obvious miracles, We certainly can see the hand of God in this whole battle. And we have to say, and he quotes here, Tum Kapala, Chesed u'mishpat ashir l'Hashem. That both chesed, both the kindness and the judgment, I will sing to God. David will have to acknowledge that even though he didn't want it to happen this way, God wanted it to happen this way. This is what I need to tell David. This is what Achimat said. I will go and tell the king this news. That really is not Basura in the sense of good news. And Achimat was fully aware that Avshalom is dead. David is not going to be happy about that. But David will have to acknowledge that this was the will of God, that you have been saved, and you should appreciate that. That Hashem himself went out from the Chambam, these two witnesses, both the Ya'ar and the Eilah, both clearly show God's hand here. Achimatz is the son of Cohen. This is a religious argument. I can let David know that. In my opinion, it seems, Achimatz here, it was Achimatz who went Shebab Hatzalat David Ha'am, that since Achimatz was the one who initially went and saved David by telling them what was going on in Absalom's court, Bachar Gam came Ligmor Ha'ini. He wanted to be the one to finish it as well. Vaser Mitad Absalom. Tell him, okay, I was the one to give you the news at the beginning. I will give you the news at the end. You have the idea that Hamachil B'mitzvah Omrim Lo Gmor. Someone who starts a mitzvah has the privilege of finishing it. That's Achimatz.
I thought you had lo aloha mlocha l'gmor.
That's true too. Both of those are true, right? You're not obligated, right? You have to start work doing it, but we're saying it's omrim lo gmor. You should have the opportunity to continue the good work you've done.
Okay.
Even though there's always more work than can possibly be done. But both of those ideas are real. Achimatz says, okay, I'm going to go tell David. And Yoav is there standing in front of the bed of Shalom. Doesn't think that's a good idea. Yomer lo Yoav, this is back in our parak, lo ish b'sura tahayom, that no, today is not your day to give this news. V'satarte b'yom acher. You were the one who told David beforehand, that's true, but this is not a good idea for you to go. Yom hazeh lo tibaser, you should not be the one to tell, give the news, ki Kain ben HaMelech met, because the son of the king is dead. You do not want to be the one to tell David that one, that statement.
And Yoav should know.
Yoav knows David, right? Has he ever given bad news? He's seen David react very badly to bad news, right? This is the Abravanel, but Yoav Heshivo, lo ish b'surat ha'yom hazeh, that when Yoav tells him, you're not the one to give the news today, it's Olamar, ata adam tov, you're a good person. Kohen, you're Kohen, Kohen l'Hashem, ein ra'u shetalech b'surai, that you shouldn't bring this news, kim l'smoach bat neshamah, you should be the one to bring good news. Let's keep your role in this, you know, happy sermons.
Pure.
Right. This is not good news. V'yom hazeh lo tevaseh kimei ben ha'melech. Lo yismach David imashmah. David is not going to be happy. He's not going to accept this. But what Yoav does, he picks someone else. He needs to tell David what happened. He picks a different messenger. Continuing in the parak, Yoma Yoav Lakushi. Yoav tells the Kushi, the Ethiopian, which you translate Kushi, Lech haged lamelech asher ita. You need to tell the king what you saw. Kushi la Yoav ayrat. Kushi bows and runs off from the battle site to Yoav. And I want to look at what is Kushi doing? What does that mean here? Usually translate as Ethiopian, but really Kush, or Africa in Tanakh is divided into Mitzrayim and Kush. Pretty much everything south of Mitzrayim is called Kush.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there isn't any other country there. I mean, it was far enough away that they didn't have any sense of what was going on that far away. So I guess the closest place was Kush. Yeah. And that would be and Kush gave rise to the first empire. Let me say, what does Kush mean in Tanakh? Right, we have from Noach's children. B'nei Cham, Kush, Mitzrayim, B'fud, Canaan. Kush was the eldest of Cham's children. B'nei Kush, Sava, B'chavila, Savta, Rama, B'savachta. B'sava, and Chavila are probably areas around modern Somalia. those were within ship distance from Eilat. We see that in Malachim. Uvnei Ramah Shavadan. Nimrod, and one of Kush's children was Nimrod, who echel Yoki Baba Aretz. He was the first great hero in the world. He worked silent in Hashem. He was the hero, the hunter before God. Al Pini Amak Nimrod, he worked silent Hashem. They called Nimrod the great hero before God. Ati Reishit Mamlachto Bavel. He was the first ruler in Bavel. The Achad, the Arad, the Achad, the Chalnei, the Nesher, every in the land of Sumer. This is not Africa, this is already Asia. But Nimrod is the first emperor in history.
Like Alexander kind of thing?
I'm sorry?
Like Alexander? He's like taking over the world?
I guess so, right. I mean, that's certainly the way the Midrash reads these. I mean, we just have these three psukim here. Midrash reads that he was Amraphel, he was the one who built the Tower of Babel.
He's like an empire builder.
He was the empire builder. So the Ibn Ezra says something that I found fascinating. Verse 9. Yesh Omer. There are those who would say, Kushim heim avadim. That Kushim, the Africans are naturally slaves. Why? Bavur shekila noach etcha. That's Noach cursed Cham. Said that Kanaan, Ebed avadim yeh le'achav. He'll be the slave of slaves. And that actually was used as a justification for enslaving blacks, but hey, shachachu, they completely forgot. Ki amelech rishon achar mabul hayach mikush. Now clearly that's not the case, because the first king came from Kush. That's good. Clearly that we cannot accept any kind of natural avadim status for Kush. Ibn Ezra was saying this in 12th century. Whenever we see,
he was like pushing back on racism, you mean, Danny?
Right. And that's what he's saying. He said, Yeshomrim Kushim Hem Abadim, and they say that doesn't make any sense. That's completely misreading the Torah.
Okay.
I have no idea how much of a problem was in the 12th century. But. And whenever we see the actual nation of Kush, there always is a warrior nation. They're always fighting. And I point out that there's probably a sampling error. In other words, the only interaction that Israel would have had with Kush, because it's so far away, would have been an invasion. But doesn't mean that they were all warriors. Well,
could have been trade.
There could have been, and it was far. It'd be nice to have some trade there. We don't see much. We see that Kush brings tribute to Shlomo when he's king. That is some trade there. We have some striking stories of invasions of battles. So we see what does Kush mean that it, within Tanakh? Where do we see it? Here's one place when Asa, who is the king of Yehuda, one of his famous battles, one of the later kings, Asa, one of the good kings, and he had 300,000 those who bore the dagger and spear from Yehuda, Binyamin, Nosei Magin, Vidarkei Keshet, and from Binyamin, he had archers, 280,000. Okay, an army of almost 600,000. They say Alehem Zerach HaKushi B'chayel, and then he gets attacked by Zerach from Kush, must have come through Egypt, with an army of Elaf Alafim. 1,000,000.
Is that hundreds of thousands or millions?
That's a million, right. So now Asa's got this huge army of 600,000, but unfortunately he's now being faced with an army of a million. And 300 chariots, which doesn't sound like much. They come to see Mersha. They'd say Asa Lafanav, Vayahu Milchama Begate Safata Le Mersha, and Asa goes out to fight him. And look at the chat over here. Right, it's Kushit, right? Phyllis brings up the Isha Kushit, which is a whole shiur in itself, exactly what that means and what they were referring to, what their problem was there. And that gets the whole medrash about Moshe being king in Kush as well. That's hugely complicated. That's where he met her, because he actually lived there when he ran away from Egypt initially. But this is much later. This is Asa, Bekra, Asa, Shemokah, Bayomer, Bayomer. So Asa prays. He says, Hashem, Ein Michal, Azer, Ben Rav, Le'en Koach. that you, God, there's nothing, no one is like you for salvation, whether it's against the many or whether it's against the completely powerless. As Reino Hashem Elokeinu, you need to save us. Ki Aleinu Nishana, we rely on you. Shimcha Banu, Al HaMonazeh, we're coming in your name. Shem Elokeinu, Ata Al Yatzar Imcha Enosh, don't leave us here to die. I gave Hashem a Tkushim with me, Asav, and Yodav, and Yusuf Tkushim. And then they, and yes, it happened. They don't fight whatever the Vayagef here, same phrase as the God did something to the Kushim and they run away.
Vayagef is a verb for like magefa?
Yes. Same but phrase.
What does that actually mean, Vayagef? I mean, as a verb.
He plagued? He struck
smote,
by a plague?
He smote or something?
And that's usually the way it's translated, smote. I like that.
Oh, okay. So he somehow gave some horrible disease.
And that we that was the same phrase that was that Hashem was no gift Absalom's army in the Yar.
Yeah.
It's a question of exactly what that meant. Said that, but more often it's used as a Kushi is used in Tanakh as a metaphor for the exotic or the foreign. And clearly they look different from Bnei Israel. They're just different. Right? That's Yirmiyahu's quote, "Hayapoch Kushi Oro," can the Kushi change his skin? But Amer Chavar Butrotav, can the leopard change his spots? I'm attempting to Kulativ, and he's saying, "Bnei Israel, do you think you can change so easily to become better? You're all terrible people." That's Yirmiyahu, right? Or Amos, Torah for Kedoshim, "Alo Kinei Kushim Atemli," you are like the Kushim.
All right.
Yom Hashem. Mr. El Haleti Meres Mistrayim, please see me kaftor that I've helped all these other people. You're no different from those foreigners that are completely different. And that's the ability of sense. It's not a negative sense in any sense. It's just they are different. And so Chazal always take Kushi as meaning something unique, outstanding, but always in a positive sense. Something's called the Kushi, that's because they're awesome. Okay, we have Yehillim, Zion, which we've quoted before, Chigilna David Asher Shar Lashem Adire Kush Ben Yemini. This is the Tehillim on Ben Kush, who was a Ben Yemini, and Rashi says that Ben Yemini here is about Shaul the Kush, Ma Kushi Mishuneba Oro, Av Shaul Mishuneba Masav. That's always the way that the image of Kushi, that they just look different, and therefore we're all caught anything that is different. But again, Mishuneba Masav, this it is a positive thing.
So it's more like unique than different. Unique.
Right. That is the way it's taken. And this messenger is Hakushi, the Kushi, Lakushi, someone specific. So the Medrash identifies him with a specific person. Which specific person? The person was called the Ish Echad. Last parak, or the beginning of this parak. Vayar Ish Echad Vayegeh Yoav, that an Ish Echad saw what happened to Avshalom. Avshalom's hanging there in the tree. The person. So they say that that's the Kushi is that was the one who found Avshalom in the first place. The one who refused to kill him. And this is the figure of Elazar. Just like the Kushi is unique. I think Peshat, he was Kushi, that's fine. But in terms of why he's called that, because he was unique. He did the right thing. That's why he's called Kushi, because he was absolutely, he did the right thing. Look how wonderful the perfection of this one person was. He's the one who told Yoav, rather, what happened. Even if you give me gold and silver, any over on mitzvah melech, I will not violate the word of the king. I will not kill Avshalom. Amar lo Yoav, bakasha mimcha, shetir eni amakam. And Yoav begs him, please show me at least where he was. Avshalom talibo, loki bail, and he refused to do it. To kill Koreh, mishtachad lo. And then Yoav started bowing, begging him, you got to show me where he is. Nehmer v'yomer Yoav lo achila l'panecha, because Yoav eventually says, I'm not going to beg you anymore. But lakach over Tobin's row, he was forced. Yo grabs him by the arm, Behera low at him, come. So he eventually shows him the place, Avshalom Tolibo. The claim is that's the one that Yoav wants to send back to David. and tell him that, well, you've won, but your son Avshalom is dead. So the Mishpat Sahab says that Yoav is trying to be very subtle here by saying this particular person, the one who found Avshalom, is the one who's going to message you to tell Avshalom. Again, in the same theme of Amakib Mitzvah Omrim Gamar, but he doesn't know how David is going to react to the news. He's got to send this one guy who specifically didn't kill Avshalom. That's the way Mishpat Sahab puts it. Yoav Shalach Oto. Yoav sent him. He was the one who informed Yoav in the beginning. And he was the one who led to the salvation of Israel. Once Yoav was dead, the war was over. Amar lo lech. He specifically says, you need to go. The word lech, not rutz, which Achimah says. Lo amar lo lech. Didn't say to run. David. Okay, so he doesn't want to go too fast. Don't take your time when you're giving David the news. Was careful what he said. The quote was, let's back over here. Walk. Just tell him what you saw. You have to give him the whole thing. Just tell him what you saw. Just tell him you saw Absalom. That's what you saw, right? You saw Avshalom hanging in the tree. Yachshov David, so David will think, Jehoridu oto mina elav tafsu oto. That obviously they just took him down and captured him. Hu asur b'chavalim, unuchu shetim b'yad of David. And he's in prison, but he's still alive. If that's all you tell him.
The messenger you mean?
Right. He wants the messenger just to say what you saw, right? Tell you he's found them, and that's it. Yoav didn't want to tell David anymore. That David shouldn't be harmed by getting all this bad news all at once. My battery's going to die. Hold on.
Okay. How old is this Mishpat
Zahav? That's contemporary. We passed
away. Pidlom Yud is pretty modern. Pidlom.
I don't know. I mean, right, he passed away, I think, in 2017.
Oh, it's very rough. Okay.
Yeah, it's now. I like him because he's quoted by the Art Scroll on Shmuel Aleph a lot. And it's the same kind of theme. It's a commentary based on classical sources. But Art Scroll never made their Shmuel Bet commentary. I don't know why not.
I've never heard of Pidlom Yud. I've heard of Pidlom. And I thought that was like slang.
With suddenness.
Yes.
He doesn't want to tell him suddenly. The gam hamavaseh lo yizanek. And this way, that the one giving the news won't be harmed either. Again, we'll see that, because David has killed the messenger before. But the Kushi actually did run and didn't quite get what Yoav was trying to say here. We'll see when he actually gives the news. And it makes sense to say, if this Ish Echad will tell David, that Yoav tried to convince him, Yoav promised him money and new clothes. If you tell me where Avshalom is hanging, if you kill him yourself, he refused with all of his might. This guy refused to kill Avshalom. Until he literally forced him. And you can add small zechut. This guy will actually have some merit there. David, be able to defend himself from David. So David lo yifka bo, that David's not going to kill him. Yoav is very afraid that David's going to kill whoever tells David that Avshalom is dead. Because we've seen that before, right? We had that when Shaul is dead, Vayomer David El Nahar Hamagidlo, when he finds out that David's dead, but at the end, Vayikra David Lachad Minarim, Vayomer Gash Uf Pagat Bo. Tells one of his people, go, kill the messenger. Vayakev Amet, and kill him. And again, this was the Nahar Amaleki who said that I actually, Shaul begged me to put him out of his misery, and I did it, so that's a little stronger than just being the messenger. He was actually one who did it. And we saw the same thing with Ishbosheth's assassins who come to David, and the first thing he does is kills them. Right? Lots of people think that, well, if David finds out his enemies are dead, he'll be happy. He's never happy. And we saw that when Bathsheba's baby dies, that Abdei David are all walking on eggshells. They don't want to let David know what's going on, right? That's 7 days, the baby died. And David's servants were afraid to tell him, he made a yell that the child had died. Yamru, as they said, while the child was still alive but sick, David wouldn't listen to us. How can we tell him the child is dead? But yes, he's going to do something terrible. Little hints here that we don't have the full picture of David and Shmuel Bet or Tehillim here, right? I mean, people are more complicated than the stories we tell.
Danny, could you review how Avshalom died? He's going on his donkey.
Right.
His head
gets stuck in the tree, and he's hanging there in the tree.
He's alive.
Isha Chad. Go back to Yoav, and Yoav says, why don't you kill him? And the guy says, because David said, don't kill him. Then Yoav goes, stabs Avshalom. He's not dead yet. And then 10 of Yoav's men all spear him at once. We talked about the firing squad model.
Yeah.
No one can be blamed for his death.
When he's on the ground or when he's hanging?
No, he's still in the tree.
Okay.
We're assuming that he's still in the tree. Then he's
Yoav stabbed him first, right?
Yoav stabbed him first, correct. And then he's taken down and buried under a pile of rocks in the forest.
Okay.
But the Ish Achad is not involved in this. And Yoav is. David is not going to be happy.
And it's not clear that that place where we say Absalom's tomb is actually where it happened.
Well, it's very clear it wasn't, because this incident was, again, this is in Yar Ephraim, this is on the other side of the Jordan.
Okay, I thought that it wasn't the same place.
I mean, okay. The actual building that's there, that's Yad Avshalom, is much late, is like first century CE. We talked about
that. Does anybody know if anybody's actually buried there or no?
I don't know.
Okay.
We talked about that. The text says that Yad Avshalom, but the text calls Yad Avshalom. So clearly something existed in that valley, but it was that he built it for himself before he was dead.
Oh, so it was like a monument to him, but that doesn't mean he was buried there.
Right. And that's where the text, let's go find that inside, shall we?
Okay.
Let's go pull up Sparius slowly enough.
I think there's a mitzvah that a commandment that you're not allowed to build yourself a monument during your life.
The whole idea of building a matzeva is problematic in general. I don't know if it's. Oh, here we go. That is right. That's fine. Can you see this over here? Here. Yes, yeah, so this is the death of Avshalom. Yoav tells the Ish Achad, I'm not going to beg you anymore. So he takes 3 sticks, and strikes them the heart of Avshalom, Odenochai, while he's alive. Leave Halah into the tree. So now he's stuck into the tree. Then by a suba asara neraim nosei klei Yoav, and Yoav has 10 of his men around them by a kuet Avshalom, and they all strike at Avshalom, and that's when he dies. By kuet Avshalom by shlichoto b'yar al pachad gadol, and they take Avshalom now and they throw him into a big pit by tuolav gal avanim gadol ma'od, and they put a big pile of rocks on there. Avshalom lakach v'yatzev lo b'chayav et hamatzevet. And the Avshalom had taken and established in during his life a matzeva, asheva emek hamelech, that's in the Valley of the King. Yemar enli ben bavur his kir shemi, I don't have a child who remember me, so I'm going to build myself a monument. Vekra matzevet al shemo vekra la yad Avshalom, ari amazeh, that's a yad Avshalom. Again, that's not his tomb. That's his monument in Yerushalayim.
But that thing we see, is that what he's calling out? Shalom, or
the actual building there is much more recent.
Oh, okay.
Whether it's the same location as that original Yad Avshalom, I don't know. I'm perfectly happy to believe that. And it still has the same symbolism. And supposedly all the, according to Wikipedia, all the women in Yerushalayim would take their kids to this Yad Avshalom, tell them, this is what happened to sons who don't behave.
Interesting. You'll get stuck in a tree and stabbed by dumb people.
Right, don't. That was the boogeyman there. That's Yad Avshalom. Okay. And that's where we come to our parak. Now, right after that is Achimah ben Tzadok Amar Ritzonah. So he's going to go running, and he's going to have this. So he wants, so Yoav says, okay, I'm not going to send you. And again, putting the two, the Hakushi and the Ishachad together, I'm going to send this one person. He may survive David's wrath. Achimah, don't do it. Right, you're going to tell him, oh, it's wonderful, it's all God's will, and David will say, so is this, and cut your head off. But Achimatz persists, by Yosef, Od Achimatz. Okay. I'm sorry. We need to play here. Phil says, yes, please. Okay, by Yosef, Od Achimatz, Ben Tzadok. So Achimatz persists, by Yomer El Yoav, and he tells Yoav, Yama, whatever, let it be. I'm going to run and tell him. I'm going to go there. Kid, why are you going to go do this? And you have nothing to add. You have no new news to add. Don't do it. And he says, no, whatever happens, I'm going to go do it. And Yoav says, fine, on your head. And Achimatz goes down the valley by Avar to Kushi and overtakes the Kushi. He's running faster. We'll see, so that he is going to bring the news first. As Barbanel puts it, Bima Arutz, Rotel Amar, Im Kol Ze Arutz, what Arutz Ani, that I am going to run anyway. Yerotz Ima Kushi, Arutz Yoterimani, where, we'll see, if the Kushi goes before me, oh, lo, Yerutz Kamoni, maybe I'll overtake him. B'chashav, and he felt, Shamelach, give me Shekavar Yadah Davar Midei Kushi, that even if he comes after the Kushi comes, and finds out what happened, Yesimach, Yine Yismach Baroto, Achimatz Bermutz Atel. Achimatz is convinced that the king is going to be happy when he sees Achimatz working so hard to let him know this good news. Zeyhi Ma'arutz, that's what it means, whatever happens, I'll run. Whether I can see that, can I overtake the Kushi and get there faster? Or I'm going to find favor in David's eyes. So now we go back to Machanayim and David, who's waiting for the news. David Yoshev ben Shnei Asharim. David is waiting between the gates. So this idea, you know, you've got this thick wall and an inner gate and outer gate and this, I guess, airlock between them, keep everyone safe, and he's staying there waiting because he doesn't know what's happening. And the lookout went on top of the gatehouse, on top of the wall. Vayisatinav lifts his eyes. Vayavi nehine ish ratz levado. Says, look, there's a runner running by himself. We know that's Achimatz, who's already overtaken the Kushi. All you can see in the distance is someone running toward us. And the lookout calls to the king. If it's just one person running, clearly that's a messenger. He's got news for us. And then this first runner get closer and closer. And the lookout sees someone else running after him. That's the chief. And then now the lookout calls to the gatekeeper. And says another person running by himself. And the king says, no, that's going to be another messenger. And then as everyone's getting closer, the lookout says, I need Ro'et Mrutzat Harishon. I can see how this front one's running. Mrutzat Achimatz Ben Tzadok. The way he's running looks like Achimatz. I know Achimatz. That's clearly him in the distance coming closer. Umar Melach Ishtov Zeh, King says, Achimatz, he's a good man. El b'shurat tova yavo. Clearly, he's bringing good news. It's the way that Kilat Yaakov, another relatively commentary, reads it. That we got David is ben hasharim. He's nervously pacing, waiting for news. I have in mind, everyone remembers the Norman Rockwell maternity war back when fathers weren't allowed into the delivery rooms. Because everyone's nervously waiting, pacing back and forth.
Yeah.
You seen that before? I love Norman Rockwell. But David's pacing back and forth. He's waiting for news. So the lookout's up there, right? They called him Hawkeye. He was the one with the best vision because they don't have telescopes. He sees a little runner. I'm sorry?
Yes.
And he calls out to David, who comes out and joins him on the roof of the gatehouse now. That's the Vayikratzav Feb and Gidla Melech. And then David, who doesn't have his eyesight, can't see exactly what's going on, but knows more about war, says this is not a dangerous thing. One runner is not a vanguard of an attacking army. He wouldn't come by himself. It must be a messenger. This is not a security threat. We've got to let him in. But then the Tzofeh, Bayar Tzofeh Ishacher runs. He sees a second runner in the distance and think that's now suspicious. That's not one person running. That's two. Why would you send two messengers? So he's Bayikral Tzofeh LaShoer. Now he calls the gatekeeper to tell him, close the gates. Right? Something's happening. I don't know what. Let's just close the gates and figure it out. But David says, It's another messenger. This is not a threat. And then David hears that the first messenger is Achimatz ben Tzadok, who gave him the news initially. And this is, like I said, the triumph of hope over experience. Says, well, Achimatz is a good person. He must be bringing good news. We know that's not exactly the case.
No.
Vayikra Achimatz, Vayomer al HaMelech, Shalom. And Achimatz finally makes it to the gate, and he calls out, Shalom, the king, Vayishtachu HaMelech, Vapav Arza, and bows down. They bring him inside, Vayomer Baruch HaShem Alkecha, Baruch HaShem, Ashigir et HaNashim HaShem Nasu et Yadam Barani HaMelech, Baruch HaShem, as Tigir has literally enclosed, but delivered those, your enemies, into your hands. And Mishpatot Zahab points out that Achimatz isn't really telling what happened, right? Melch b'keishli menel yishur, so the king wants to know what's going to happen. L'ma shahaya mishtameh b'devarav, that what it's implied by his words, when it says siger, literally that they were captured, they were delivered into the hands, v'hainu shenitbisu b'yadeim shalan shei David, that they were captured, his enemies were captured, that's all it means. Pizeh mashama, therefore it would imply Avshalom nitpas chai b'deihem. The implication of those words right now that Avshalom is still alive. Captured. Sigir and Hashem.
That's what he wants to hear, also.
That's what David wants to hear. So David's going to question Achimatz directly. And as soon as he, when he does that, Achimatz realizes that Yoav was right. So this is not a good idea. So Achimatz came there. He's got news for David. He's looking at David. And he lies. And the king asks, wait, how is Avshalom? Is everything at peace with Avshalom? Lenar, the kid. I mean, he's 30 years old, not really a kid. Achimatz says, there was a whole tumult. Balagan, Mishloch et Eved HaMelech, Yoav, et Abadecha, that we're all there with Yoav and with me, your servant. I have no idea what happened. That's Achimatz's answer about Avshalom. I don't know. So the king says to him, go turn around, stand right there. They save him when he stands right there. The Midrash actually reads, Hitetzevko, go stand here, is a positive thing. David tells him, stand by me. There's a promotion. That's Yaakov Shimoni. It says, Amar Rav Abba, Bakana, Im Haya Duchus, It Avid Aparkus. Actually, look up what these Latin words meant. That if he previously was a Duchus, he is now an Apirkus. That's a promotion from Duke to Prefect, out of a prefecture. Via Aparkus, and if he was an Aparkus before, It Avid Astartalitus. This is actually an English word. a stratelet, which is Greek for military governor. The Midrash says, Hitatevko, that David liked the news there and promoted him. But everyone else says, no, it's much more negative. That David suspects, he's saying, something's going on. But Achimatz all of a sudden says, I have no idea what's going on. I don't know. He wants Achimatz to stay close by because he knows there's another messenger coming. He'll learn the truth there. That's right, Doc. So if he's at save code, the king says, go turn around, stand there. Pull it side achad, go stand on one side, be in the save code, stand there. Let's hear what this next one says. What does the next one say? Inia Kushi bas. The next messenger comes, here's the Kushi. Yomar Kushi, Yibaselani Hamelach. Let me give the news to the king, Kishavtcha Hashem Hayam, that God judge you today. Same language that Achimatz used. Miyad kol kamim alecha, against all those who rose up against you, God has judged you favorably, you've won. Yom HaMelech Kushi, same question. Hashalom l'nar Avshalom. How's Avshalom doing? And the Kushi doesn't tell him exactly the truth. But Yom HaKushi, you kanar oyve adoni, HaMelech. Let all of the enemies of the king be just like the lad. B'chol Hashem kamu alech l'ra'ai, all who go against you for bad. And doesn't say what happened, but he really says, you know, may all of your enemies meet the same fate as Avshalom met. And David clearly understands what he meant by that. The next pasuk talks about Vayigaz HaMelech, that the king was upset. Vayal Alat HaShar, and goes back up the roof of the gate. Vayek and cries. And the Medrash says that David was going to take his anger out on this, was going to take his anger out on the messenger when he does that. This is a quote of Yesh Gir Sa'ot B'Psikta D'Rav Kahana. There are versions, which I couldn't find inside, so I'm quoting the Mishpatot Zahav here. Versions that say, David Herel or Shea Shomrim Shalom, that David showed his guards, Gidon, his own spear. It's like Shaul keeps brandishing his spear against David and Yonatan. David brandishes his spear against this Kushi. Karemez did Kartz Kushi in order that he's going to stab this Kushi.
Aye.
I mean, he's upset. Ketav Sham, Bevir Radal, I don't know, the Radal explains there, Sha'apa Pisha Kushi Haya Anus. Even though Kushi didn't have a choice there, right? Kushi did his best to try to stop Avshalom's death. The Baal Kochel of Prachot HaYoav, that Yoav took him against his will, Harod at Makom Shavshalom Tuli Al Eila, show him where he was hanging on this oak. Yikomakom, still, since it happened because he told Yoav, he parallel to Ra'at Avshalom Taloi, that he's the one who told him, that was still going to blame him for the death. Ayadokit Gagala Davar, that he's the one who caused this all to happen, Shahar Guat Avshalom, that Avshalom's dead. Pain Ramaz David, Shahar Guato. David is hinting that he's going to kill him. Adin Morev Machu, consider him someone who rebelled against the king. Shavarl Tziviyav Shalmelch, Yamar La'at Li Lanar, that David explicitly said, don't. So David does not, in fact, kill him.
He doesn't kill him.
The Kushi doesn't kill the messenger.
Oh, okay.
He is Vayir Gaz HaMelech. He is upset, but he doesn't. He immediately runs up to runs on top of the gate. You know, this image of a gatehouse. And he's down by between the two gates, talking to Achimatz and the Kushi, and he goes back upstairs. Vayir, and he cries. He goes into a deep depression. He won't talk to anybody. He's just crying out, and we'll have to see that next time. We'll stop here. That's the end of the news to David, that he realized that his beloved son, despite all his efforts, is dead, and he'll be crying out, Avshalom b'ni b'ni, Avshalom my son.
Very hard.